Duke scientists all agree that the sea levels will rise? I want to get you to answer that directly. Do they all agree upon that point?
There is no disagreement about sea levels rising. That is measured. It's not a model. It's not a theory. It's none of those things.
And what those measurements show us, Wagner says, is that sea level is expected to rise at least a foot more in the next 100 years, and possibly 3 or 4 feet, maybe even more. Is it your sense that people will have time to get out of the way?
It depends on who you are, where you are, and what your resources are. If you're in an extremely low-lying area like Bangladesh, people talk about a foot and a half of sea level rise displacing 10 million people. If you're in the United States and you have resources, it could be that what will happen is areas right on the coast could get damaged, but that they will be able to move to interiors.
A recent study by the World Bank lists cities around the world with the most to lose economically from rising sea levels. 5 American cities make the top 10: Miami, New York, New Orleans, Tampa, and Boston. Consulting sea level rise maps and topographical data, artist Nikolai Lam tried to visualize what an America under siege from the ocean might look like. Here's what he imagines would happen to the Jefferson Memorial if the sea rose by 12 feet. Here's the Statue of Liberty at 25 feet. Lam is not a scientist, and his projections may be overly dramatic because most scientists think a 25-foot sea level rise wouldn't happen for centuries, if ever. But these images, especially of South Florida, do make you think. Here's Lam's illustration of Ocean Drive in Miami Beach, Florida, at 5 feet of sea level rise, at 12 feet. At 25 feet, he imagines the thriving beach mecca might be underwater.